The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Every week, right about this time, we kind of open up our show to you. Maybe you have a relationship issue or just a question, and you need the assistance of our very smart, smart listeners.
And sometimes our listeners work with us.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
And we decided we were going to bring in Dana. She works with us.
This is a homegrown little in-the-building situation.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Dana.
Hi.
Okay, so welcome. And you came the other day and you're like, hey, I think I got something for you. So kind of walk us through what you were telling me.
In the hallway.
In the hallway the other day.
Sure, yeah. So I'm in the dating world.
Sure.
And I have been doing online dating currently. Mm-hmm. And I have a small dog that is the love of my life.
Sure.
So I'll talk to somebody, and as soon as it gets down to what kind of animal they have, which is very important because I love animals.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Chiweenie.
I'm sorry, what is a Chiweenie?
A Chiweenie is a mix between a dachshund and a chihuahua.
Okay, yeah. Oh, wow.
Does it tremble and it's long and skinny?
She's long and fat.
She's a long and fat Chiweenie?
She's like a little Vienna sausage with legs.
We're working on it. We're trying to lose some weight.
Awesome.
Okay.
I was today years old when I learned Chiweenies were a thing.
Yeah. So is that for sure like something that you look for? Is someone else who has a love of animals or has animals?
You have to love dogs.
Okay. Otherwise, it's a deal breaker. Okay.
Yes. Unfortunately, because of the size of my dog, I swipe left a lot of times on the type of dog that a guy has.
So you're very protective of a breed of dog.
So absolutely. if they're putting a picture of the dog in their profile picture, and you're already making snap judgments if you think that dog is not going to mesh with your dog.
Absolutely. Or it could even be further where we're already talking and we're text messaging now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's still, I drop you after I find out you have that.
It's like, nope, sorry, bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm not messing with a Rottweiler, but okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess your question was,
do other people do the same thing? Am I overthinking this? Am I jumping to conclusions too fast?
Rushing to judge?
Are you not giving a potential boyfriend a chance because of his dog?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's good. So just run down. What are the breeds that are not acceptable in your life?
You know, any type of notoriously friendly dog is totally fine. It's the ones that are, you know, have a reputation. Kind of get a bad rap.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to take that chance.
Absolutely.
All right.
I guess the big question is, at what point in the relationship do you really weigh how big of a deal that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's a great guy, everything else is perfect.
Everything, all the boxes are checked.
And you're like, oh.
And it's been 1 week. And it's
been 1 week. And I can see forever.
And I've already started
seeing me and you in a home together with our dog.
And I've ordered the stationery.
Yeah. I mean, and then I find out the dog. Then it's like, okay, what do I do now?
All right.
We'll figure this out. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Text message 502-571-9970 from Christy. I totally agree with her. If I have a small dog, I don't want a huge dog around that can hurt mine. My dog always comes first. But then,
Kathy?
Dan texted and was like, weirdo!
Okay.
Wait, you know, here's the thing. We should have warned Dana before she walked in here. I'm like, hey, listen, Kelly and I understand that we expose ourselves to the audience and to who we really are on
a daily basis.
Bad. Right, exactly.
Sure.
People take us for who we are. But, you know, you got to walk into this studio with a bit of a, okay, I'm putting myself out there.
Yeah, I have a bit of armor on, a little bit of emotional armor. Kathy wrote in that said, I have only tried the human yard sales once, but I did the same for my little dog. Completely normal. You have to ensure their safety, too.
All right, 502-571-9970, Free Therapy.
If I think it looks a little aggressive for my Chiweenie, I'm out. I'm not swiping. swiping right.
Ashley, she messaged us, and she's like, I have a Chiweenie, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have 3 pits, and we foster all the time. My Chiweenie rules the house. I say you need to get a feel for the personality of the other dog. Seems a bit too judgy. So, all right, Ashley.
Okay.
All right.
And then Ben Truby said, what about cats? Do you drop the convo then? We didn't ask her about cats.
Oh, whether or not like they're a cat person?
Yeah.
Why, Ben, you single? You trying to slide into her DMs?
Well, is that,
there are several text messages that are like, oh, Dana, you work with her, so you can get me in touch.
She sounds hot. Give me your digits.
Our listener, Ribless Chrissy, texts in and says, Dana needs to understand if a guy's a jerk, the dogs are going to be a jerk. No matter if it's big or small and the guy is a love bug, then the dogs are going to be a love bug. I do not agree with her.
Matt says, no. This is nuts. As soon as I see someone this attached to their dog, it's a red flag anyway. Hashtag Paris Hilton syndrome. So I said, maybe not a match for Dana and Matt. I sort of think dogs are just really good parasites who have tricked people into thinking they have emotions. So probably not.
Parasites? Chris says, I would say not even giving a boyfriend a chance. You're not giving the dog a chance either. Let the dogs love you and your pup. All right. Well,
okay.
Tommy texts in and says, I mean, not many men are going to have small, overly friendly dogs. They want the big ones. They want the big dogs. She's saying so like
most guys are
going
to have bigger dogs.
Guys like bigger dogs. Well, not all guys like bigger dogs, but you know, I have a big dog, I guess.
Labs are a decent size. Well, medium size.
Yeah, but she's like a mutt, and she's just an oaf and a doofus, and you know whatever. But I don't know if it's the size of the dog. I think Dana was just worried about more the reputation of aggression for certain types of dogs or whatever.
Right.
Kind of judging you based on that. Like
worried about safety. Like yeah, I safety, don't want your dog right. to eat my dog.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want anything like that.
Something like that.
Which yeah, I mean sure. Holly texts in, definitely too quick to judge. It just depends on how they're raised. All right. Well, you know, but if you're dating, see, that's the problem. If you're dating, you don't know all the history. You're just like putting it out there.
Exactly.
You're just putting out what you want others to see. And you don't know the history of all that.
I feel like you do a meet and greet. Like if the guy has got potential, but you're questioning the dog situation, then you have a little meet and greet with the dogs. You see how the two kids get along.
I do like all the texts that are like, my brother loves dogs and he's single.
Well, there you go.
Hey, we know her.
Hey,
listen, you're going to have to go through Ben and Kelly.
We got a number. We got a number.
Hey, listen.
If you go out to dinner, we might be looking in the corner just watching.
I will say, hey, you do anything to Dana, you make her cry. You're going to have to come and explain it all to us, okay?
How did we become the mob? Well, I don't understand.
I feel like we're now protecting her,
right?
Are
we now mobsters?
Are
we the dating mobsters? What's happening?
Well, she comes in. She asks for our help. And then you guys are like, hey, we want to date her. And then we're like,
hey, pump the brakes.
And immediately I'm all getting into dad mode going, hey, you want to date Dana? You need to sit down here. I got to ask you a few questions.
We need to have an interview first.
Listen, Kelly Kay's got a slug of bat that she wants to introduce to you. And just... We need to make sure you're okay.
Sounds real aggressive. I feel like we're definitely ruining our chances now of ever finding love.
We're sorry, Dana. Sorry, we may have just ruined your chances at ever finding love here in Louisville. But yeah, I mean, you get it. It's tough for a single person to date here in Louisville.
Here we go. Chad sends in a picture of a guy walking it looks like a small horse. It's a huge mastiff, and says, "But what if I'm a multimillionaire?" By the way, that's not me or my dog.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, does money help? I don't know. Monica says the size of the dog doesn't matter as long as the bark is right.
All right,
sure. So, anyways, you can continue debating and talking about this, whatever. Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
We can hook you up.
We know a guy.
We know a girl.
We know a girl. But, hey, you make her cry. You have to talk to us.
You got to treat her well.